USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Turkey's military said it captured a key Syrian border town under heavy bombardment as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day with little sign of letting up despite mounting international criticism. Turkey's continued push into Syria comes days after U.S. President Donald Trump cleared the way for Turkey's air and ground offensive, pulling back U.S. forces from the area, saying he wanted to stop getting involved with endless wars. Trump's decision drew swift criticism that he was endangering regional stability and risking the lives of Syrian Kurdish allies. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in six decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Harrell, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war, yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States farm products. New York police say four people were killed and three others wounded inside an illegal gambling site in Brooklyn. The shooting happened early this morning, according to New York Police Department Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea. Two firearms have been recovered, and many more are expected to be found on the scene. Shea said the victims range in age from 32 to 49 years of age. Two live out of the state. The rest live in the neighborhoods throughout Brooklyn. Shea also said it's too early to tell if it's a gambling dispute, a robbery, or some other motive. No arrests have yet been made. Don't forget, you can listen anytime online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sesame Street is now taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly, as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra has now stepped into contract talks with striking auto workers, asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond quickly to a company offer made earlier this week. But in a letter to GM's top bargainer, United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittus wrote that there will not be a response to the offer until committees working on the issues are finished. Details of the meeting between Barra and the top union bargainers were disclosed in the letter, and it's an indication there won't be a quick end to the nearly month-long strike by 49,000-plus workers that has halted production at all of GM's United States factories. Both sides are separated on major economic issues such as wages and lump sum payments, plus better pensions that will be bargained at the main table by the top negotiators. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.